ikasyam ng umaga sa Playford International, subalit ang eskwelahan ay hindi pa magsisimula ng kalahating oras. Ipinakilala ng prinsipal na Rob Knight ang bago at inihuling simula ng klase. Sa pagsasabing sa mga estudyante ng high school, ito ay pumapasok ng huli sa kanilang klase. Sinabi niya na ang estratehiya ay gumagana at mayroon na itong ilang nakakagulat na resulta.
That has meant that we've addressed a lot of issues that kids naturally have as blockers to getting to school early. They can sleep in till 8:30 and still arrive at 9:30 in time for their first lesson. But what we've found is that we're getting as many kids here at 8:30 in the morning now as what we had last year, but they're here for different reasons. They're here for that social time before school.
Ang binagong simula ng klase ay popular sa mga estudyante, kagaya ng sinabi ng estudyante sa year 11, Simon Liu.
So I've been able to get more sleep out of this, and this has actually improved my grades. I've seen, because last year I've been getting quite a bit of B's, but lately I've been getting straight A's now.
Ang eskwelahan na dating kilala bilang Fremont Elizabeth High School ay nasa parehong kalsada ng planta ng Holden na nagbabawas ng kanilang mga empleyado at magsasara ng permanente sa susunod na taon. Sinabi ni Rob Knight na ito ang pinakamahinang eskwelahan sa South Australia.
One of the things that struck me very early on last year when I arrived at the school was the lack of aspiration of our kids. And for many kids in the community that don't have good role modelling at home, that don't have parents with a strong educational background, just that aspiration of kids to want to achieve highly and go to university beyond school was very limited. So that was certainly something we had to address at the end of 2014, for example. We ended up with only one student that got an ATAR high enough to get to university.
Sinabi naman ng estudyante sa year 10, Nyang Ateng, na nagkaroon ng kanyang bahagi ng problema ang paaralan.
I was actually really excited to start high school, but when I came here, like, it was kind of okay, but like, there was a lot of fights, and there was like a lot of drama.
Ang mga klase at ang paraan ng pagtuturo ay binago rin. Sa mga mas mababang grado, ang mga klase sa math at science ay pinagsama at ang mga estudyante ay inihihiwalay ayon sa abilidad sa halip na edad. Inamin ng principal Rob Knight na ang ganitong paglipat mula sa tradisyonal na edukasyon ay hindi bagay sa lahat ng eskwelahan. Subalit idinagdag niya na ang marahas na hakbang ay kailangan upang harapin ang masamang pagdalo at record sa akademya ng paaralan.
And engagement is about motivation. You know, why do kids want to come to school? And they've got to be motivated to come to school. And that means that they enjoy being at school. That means that they want to learn. That means they're stimulated by their learning environment and what their teachers are offering. And if you can pull all that together, then students will naturally want to come to school. It's not for a community such as ours that has a lot of deep-seated social issues. It's not good enough just to put a target in place and try and enforce kids to come to school.
Samantala, si Ginoong Matt Krieg ay nagturo sa eskwelahan ng 10 taon. Sinabi niya sa SBS na ang bagong paraan ng paaralan ay napaka-positibo.
They seem to be more engaged. And obviously, as we know, increased engagement leads to increased attendance, increased well-being, and overall increase in student outcomes.
Samantala, maingat na binabantayan ni Ginoong Knight ang pagbabago sa pagpasok ng mga estudyante upang makita kung ang mga ginawa ay may positibong epekto. Sinabi niya na maaga pa upang magsabi na ito ay totoo.
One of the issues that we've experienced as a school for a long time is an attendance rate in the mid to upper 60%. Last year we got that up around 75%, and this year I'm really pleased that after a term we're above 90 for the first time in living memory of this school.
Sinabi din niya na ang gawaing akademya ay nagpapakita ng pagganda.
Our results at the end of term one already show that we've had a 6% increase in A-grade standard work compared to last year. And that's significant because that's around about 300 more grades at the highest level.
Sinabi naman ng estudyanteng Simon Liu at Nyang Ateng na nakita din nila ang pagkakaiba.
Now with the new curriculum that changed, I've seen more people studying.
I think maybe something that's like more chilled is the uniform. And more people wear the uniform now.
Subalit para sa estudyante sa year 9 na si Bradley Drummond, ang pinakamagandang nangyari sa bagong sistema ng eskwelahan ay walang ugnayan sa mas magandang grado. Ayon sa kanya, ito ay nakatulong ng kahiwalay sa kanyang sariling kinabukasan mula sa nakaraang reputasyon ng eskwelahan na may mababang natamo sa akademya.
When you tell someone you go to Fremont, you kind of get that look, like it's just how we're perceived. So to have that name change is nice. I think I'm a good person, and you know the rest of the students are. So to have that negative thing taken away from our school is good.
Marami pang gagawing pagbabago dahil binigyan ng pamahalaan ng Estado ang eskwelahan ng $10 milyong na grant upang pagandahin ang pasilidad ng paaralan.